elevation. Zero gravitation, traveling all across the nation. Moving at the speed of light, so amazing. Any trial and tribulation that we facing, come and take a ride with me, we escaping. To be with the Lord and His creation, and the righteous from all generations. In the scriptures, it's vivid like a painting. The grandest of celebrations, the most momentous occasion. For this I'm patiently waiting.
Ah, yes, we are back. It is exciting. Fantasy Baseball Life Dynasty. I'm your host here, Starks. You can find me on my Twitter handle. It's at Starks_industry. You can find me on Instagram, m.starkspowell. This episode in particular, I mean, it's been a while since we had an episode, so I do apologize, guys, but we are pretty much into the opening season. By the time you hear this podcast, either before the games start, I hope that you do. But if you don't, just know that we're back. We're going to try to provide content at least once or twice a week, but be on the consistency side of at least once a week, because we want to give this podcast, for those that are new, towards the Dynasty content in that sense. So if you guys haven't checked out our site, make sure you do, newlifefantasy.com. Join the mailing list. Join as a member for free. It helps our site to continue to grow. Also, make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Give us a review if you have iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. It definitely helps us out. And write a review as well. So we're going to be all over this place. I'll just be honest and transparent. I know that you guys want to have that filter of, you know, order and structure. So I do apologize here. But I will say that we are going to talk a lot of the recent news that has formulated in this time. So let's go ahead and get into the innings, I guess we can say. So one of the main things that came across as recording right now is Mike Trout. This is beautiful to your ears. For those GMs that did the last minute drafts, you were concerned. I was concerned of drafting Mike Trout because we were looking at the situation of him potentially not starting the season off. We knew that there was things going on. Well, not even things going on. His wife was pregnant and he had to take some time off. And, you know, you just had that situation at hand. Obviously, he was just kind of going back and forth on what he was going to do. But honestly, in the first round, he started slipping. And in a lot of drafts, I've seen him, from my understanding, going in the second round. Like, that's just bananas. But it makes sense because with a shortened season, it's really hard to value engaged players when going into your drafts. But as I know the people that did drafts last minute, I seen him go a little bit higher in the first round. So like between a 7 and 10 range. But this was worth a risk. And I'm going to be honest with you. I was in my last draft that I did a couple of days ago. I had the 4th pick and it really crossed my mind. I was like, man, I probably should draft Mike Trout. I really should. But I end up passing on him. And I end up getting Mookie Betts. And I'm going to be honest with you. Mookie Betts is good, right? He's a Dodger, so he's going to fill up. And I'll be honest with you. I do a lot of 5x5 leagues. If you do points leagues, that's fine. Obviously, this is a dynasty-driven podcast. But with that said, Mike Trout is still, you know, he's pretty much at his prime right now. I mean, how much more can he get better? It doesn't matter. He's a transcending talent, obviously, in baseball. And you, in a dynasty format, you know, you would choose, obviously, at this point in time, Ronald Acuna over Mike Trout in a dynasty format. But in redraft leagues, to be honest and quite frank with you and transparent with you, I think I'm just going to still draft Trout the next couple years. And that's probably even ahead of Yelich. And I know that might not be a particular thing for everybody else, but that's just my personal opinion. But for him to mention that he's going to be ready to get things rolling, the play of the season starts, that's beautiful for your ears, beautiful for those that were patient to him or with him in particular. But I will say the TGFBI league that I'm in, I was able to get him. I mean, I got him third. It kind of sucked at first, but, you know, you just got to deal with it, because when that league, we had to draft a lot earlier and it made a lot of sense. But, yeah, let's go ahead and move forward. So this is some unfortunate breaking news on the Anaheim Angels that we can look at. That's not really fun to look at. You got the good news with Mike Trout, but you don't really get the good news with Anthony Rendon. He's going to miss a couple of games because of his oblique, but he shouldn't be out longer than maybe a week. That's what is being said. We will see how this is going to happen. Or listen, anybody that's going to miss a few games, it sucks right now, but you just got to deal with it. This is going to be fly from your seams pants, if even a saying, but I think it's really important to enjoy this year. And honestly, this might bode well for those that are rookies that is coming into, and I mean rookies like GMs that are starting fantasy baseball. I encourage those to do fantasy baseball and enjoy it. For those that don't know, I'm a Christian, you know, but what I mean by that is I want to provide content in a way of I don't promote gambling, but if that is what you do, that I'm not going to say that you shouldn't do it. But if you do that, you do that. It's fine. Where am I going with this? The point that I'm trying to say is like, I like to get into leagues for free is what I'm saying is like, and I think it's enjoyable to be in competitive leagues, but I'm trying to invite more people to do baseball because baseball is one, and I'm going on a rant here, but just bear with me. I think it's important that people start getting into fantasy baseball because fantasy football, I play that too. Fantasy basketball, if you guys know me from that, you probably do. If you don't, now you know, is I enjoy all of it. Baseball to me is one of the most underrated fantasy leagues to get in, and I really encourage all of you guys to start getting into baseball if you haven't already. It's a lot of strategic things that you can do in baseball versus just football and points, but that's not a knock on football, although I give football a hard time sometimes, although I love it. But getting off this ISO tangent here, Zach Wheeler, it looks like he's not going to miss any starts, so that's pretty good, right? But he still comes with a little bit of a risk. I mean, I don't know. I think he's going to be all right in Philadelphia this year, but I know a lot of people don't feel that way. But I mean, I know that you're looking for something else for me to say, but I think for those that drafted him, you're feeling pretty good. But moving forward, Marcus Stroman looks like he lands on the IL with a calf tear. This is unfortunate. This is going to probably open up opportunity for someone like who is it from the Mets? Not. Oh my goodness, who is it? It's not going to be Seth Lugo. I'm not really sure. Hopefully I can get back to it. Apologize, guys. But yeah, going back to Mookie Betts though, it does look like he signed a 12-year contract and he's a monster. I think it's fair to say. DJ LeMahieu, it was a player that a lot of people started to fade on because of his situation with the COVID-19. But the thing is, it looks like he's going to be ready. So I just want to at least get that out there. This is going to be a more of a shorter episode because I want to at least maybe work out an episode where we can start talking and dive into the games. This is going to be a little bit more of a bold text. I guess that's where I wanted to go with bold takes here of what I think certain players is going to do this year, even in the shortened season. One player that I want to talk about, I tweeted out about this earlier today, was Griffin Canning. And this is another guy from the Angels, right? Now, in very shallow leagues, if you play like an 8 and a 10-man league, I think that you probably have him in the back of your bench, but in a lot of shallow leagues, he's probably not going to be rostered in some formats. But he's a guy that I am very interested in, and I think he's going to be maybe a starting pitcher. I wouldn't say two. He could be potentially a two or three this year. I really believe he's got something to come out with this season. Same with Corey Seager. Obviously, it's not a pitcher. He's a hitter. As a shortstop, Corey Seager is going to be a guy that his value, you really cut a massive coupon on him this year. And I think he was overlooked a lot of leagues because there's other players ahead of him, and I get it. But I think being in the Dodgers offense, obviously, number one. And then number two, he started to pick up the pace last year. You know, as a hitter, the last month of the season, I think he was like inside the top 30 as far as hitters go. So that's not something to just take lightly. And he has that potential to come back in from all those nagging injuries that he's had over the time span. That is beautiful. Another player I want to talk about here is one of my original boys from the Braves, Austin Riley. It looks like He's going to get the head nod to start at third base on opening day. And he had two solo home runs in this exhibition, obviously against the Marlins. They lost, but that's okay. He has the power. The only thing with Austin Riley, as you guys know, is he's going to do a lot of swinging and missing. And hopefully he can continue to stay hot, because when he's hot for that moment, he stays hot. But when he gets cold, he definitely gets cold. I really hope that the Braves, I hope he just starts the whole season. I know that's going to be maybe a far-fetched thing, but I just like his upside just because of the great offense that the Braves are. And I'm not going to juice the orange. Obviously, they're my team, but I expect good things from the Braves. Austin Riley, it is good to see you get the start. Now, one player, if there is a bold take maybe that I will say, this is not even a bold take. But there was catchers, you know, that was ranked as people would know. You know, we know about Realmuto, or, you know, I probably pronounced that wrong. I apologize, guys. We know about Gary Sanchez. We know about the top tier catchers, right? But one of the guys I was like, you know what? This guy is losing a lot of value, and it seems like a lot of people are just going to fade him because he's coming off an injury. I'm like, man, you know what? I'm going to wait for a catcher this year. And one of the guys is Will Smith, obviously from the Dodgers. But I was like, man, I can even wait later if I am desperate for a catcher. Someone along the lines of Salvador Perez. I know that he dealt with, you know, that injury last year. And a lot of people are like, I'm not touching him with a 10-foot pole. I get it. But for me, I'm just like, man, if he is just somewhat just okay, then I think he's going to hold value. Now, I know this is just exhibition games. There's nothing to really get excited about. But, you know, anything that we can get in sports, especially today, we got to take it for what we can get, right? We should still be excited. So I will say this, with him ripping that home run, that solo home run, and also getting a single in that game, that should make, for those GMs that took a risk, a minor risk on him, you probably got him as your second catcher, but if you didn't, you took a, and you're using him exclusively for your only catcher, man, you are, I think you should be feeling pretty good. If you play in a two catcher league, he's definitely a good player to have. I can't wait to see what he could potentially do. Catchers, obviously, it's really hard to gauge on other than, you know, Gary Sanchez and Realmuto, right? But look like Mr. Kim from the Cardinals, he got a save. He struck out the side. Beautiful. The Korean import, he is going to be a legitimate closer. And as you guys know, if you don't know, now you know, when it comes to five by five leagues, I typically punt closers, but doesn't necessarily mean you should. But this is going to be an interesting year, and I believe he's going to be a good closer as long as the Cardinals gets wins. And I think there was something else I wanted to mention here. So, oh yeah, if there's any bold takes, I'll just say off the bat now, I will say this. I think with this change of everything, obviously with sports, not going to be, you know, fans. I mean, clearly at this point in time, unless something changed in baseball, I think there is going to be a lot of home runs in the opening day. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just think, you know, the reason why I say that, it's for these players, it's almost going to seem like batting practice. And I know that's probably like, that doesn't really make sense, but it's just a gut feeling. And I'm probably really off. I just wanted to put that out there. But one thing I will say is, it brings me to two players that I just want to basically use my last couple pitches on. And it's going to be the Bash Brothers. If you guys are familiar with that terminology with the Mighty Ducks, the Bash Brothers, if you guys remember, that's Giancarlo Stanton. And that is Aaron Judge. Judge is looking quite scrumptious right now. I know there was a lot of people concerned with him. We had that, a lot of question marks with the injuries. He hit those two home runs, but it doesn't necessarily mean he's 100% back, right? We know about Stanton's issues in the past, but I think these guys are going to be some horses, man. They're ready to come out to play, and I think that they are going to be – if there's a bold take, here's just the probably the boldest take I will say closing up here. is I think they're going to be healthy the whole season, the whole 60 games. And they're going to be the home run leaders. That's pretty bold, I think. And I'm going to probably be wrong and falling on my face. But hey, just got to take that risk. Now, I will say this also. Make sure you guys have your nose in the waiver wire. It's really important, especially right now. Any glimmer of hope with any players when it comes to pitchers, players getting injured, you need to be quick to the gun and pulling that trigger. I hope that if you guys play in any leagues, I really encourage you to play in a fab leagues, you know, free agency acquisition budget leagues. So that way you can do the blind bid and try to get players versus trying to just pick up players off the waiver wire for free. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I think it gives everybody an opportunity because people are working, right, at times. And it's like it's hard to get reports. Well, you're going to get reports, but sometimes it's hard to get the quick speed information or the speed source that you can hurry up and pick up someone because you got the news first before someone else. Like, yeah, I got the news. I feel good. But in all actuality, to be fair and quite frank, it only helps that you do that, you know, the free agency acquisition budget, because when someone gets home or they have the time, then they can do their research after their long day at work. Well, I know a lot of people may be working from home or not working at all, but I think it's only fair to do it that way. So I really encourage those to do that. All right. So that's it for this episode. I will say thank you guys so much for being patient with us. Check out the articles on our site. We don't just do fantasy baseball. We do fantasy basketball, fantasy football. We share the faith of Christ on there. If you are interested to be a contributor to New Life, reach out to us, any of us. And honestly, I'll just be quite frank and upfront with you. Our staff, we actually have really talented staff that I'm humbled that have a part of the team. But I look at my site to be like the minor leagues in a sense, or maybe like college in basketball or in football, to try to help anybody that has a passion to write. And I want to do the best I can to help anybody else to be incorporated, to make it to the bigger sites out there. You know, I've been affiliated to have that opportunity to be in the industry, to work with a lot of the big names in the industry. It's humbling, right? I just thank God for every opportunity that's given to me. But if you have the passion to write or to contribute, reach out to me. Again, you can find me on my Twitter handle. It's @Starks_industry. You can find me on Instagram, m.starkspowell. I may not tweet as much as I used to. I do a lot of the faith-based stories on Instagram, but still feel free to reach out to me and I'll get to you at a prompt time. But you guys stay safe. Love you guys so much. God bless you. Have a good evening, morning, afternoon, and enjoy baseball.